Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America! We are so excited about today, because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! Y'all know that we're so excited, but y'all are like, well, y'all tell us something new. That ain't nothing new. Hello. To God be the glory. Good morning, Chef Malika McGee. Malika McGee. Oh my gosh. Yes. We try to talk about Jesus today, but we can't leave you out, girl. Because the Lord has so much in store.
Yes.
And He's been doing great and mighty things.
Yes.
We're so excited. Good morning, Cindy Robinson. Welcome to Mornings at the Mansion Show, which you are here always.
Morning,
so we just want to take the time to say good morning to our blog listeners. So good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, and definitely to our Facebook.
Yes, and our studio audience.
And our studio. These women are so amazing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We are not just doing Mornings at the Mansion Show.
Yes.
We're doing life, okay?
Yes.
So it's just so amazing, you know, really care about everything that you do.
That's right.
That's
right.
The heart of God, because
yes.
He cares about everything you care about.
Yes.
And I'm just so grateful for that. So good morning to Auntie Michelle's Facebook family and friends.
Yes.
Good morning to Laura Kelly's Facebook family and friends. Good morning to my Facebook family and friends. And what's so awesome is we all have the same friends. be able to hear what God is saying to you in this season. And I'm telling you, this is 2017 transitioning out into 2018. So I'm just so excited about the new season, new year. Everything is new. So I'm in the process of shedding some old lines. Okay? And I'm getting ready for the new one. Yes. So I'm so excited about that, Laura.
It's amazing. A lot of dreams will be greater.
And that's true, because that's what does the Lord. The Lord tells us in his word. I don't know about you guys. Some people are like, oh, my God, I'm getting older. Well, I'm aging. I don't know about you. That's in that supernatural place, and you have to really know that, and you have to really believe that. So that's, you know, when God tells us that, you have to take it to the next dimension.
That's right.
And I'm so grateful. Good morning, Sherry Bronson!
We love you!
Sherry, we miss you this week, girl.
We miss you.
That's okay. I'm going to see you Friday. So everybody that don't know, Sherry is having an amazing launch event on Friday. That's the 15th. I believe, and you should know that. But okay. And you guys should come and hang out, and business mixers, come out and support this amazing time at Bronson Media. So we're excited about that. Woo! Good morning, Presley and Monica. So we're going to get started. And our topic today, of course, is faith. And we just really want to thank Daryl for doing what he and how he allows us to illustrate through the Holy Spirit that's in him that's connected to our Holy Spirit. So we're teaching on the topic of faith, and the breakdown of that is forward action in trusting him. Because that's the main component of faith. Faith is trust. Because like we were talking about the blindfold, you know, you really got to be able to trust God to wake up in the morning, put your blindfold on, and drive your car. You really got to trust God to wake up in the morning and turn to the left when you're trying to go right. You really have to trust God. And that forward action means move. You got to keep moving in your faith, because if you don't, we become stagnant, and then that's when the enemy comes in and tries to blow something. He has no new tricks. He got the same ones from the garden, the same ones he was tempting Adam and Eve with. He still come. He just come. And you use different pieces, okay? But it's the same stuff. So when you know that, you just do what we're called to do. Is shut him down, put him where? Under our feet. And keep moving forward. So forward action in trusting him. And who is him? That would be God.
The King of Kings.
And the Lord of Lords. Yes. So Laura, I know when we saw these shirts last week, we were like, we're going to talk about faith, because we were just talking about it last week. And our base scripture, which is on our shirt, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Yes.
We're going to get into the meat of the word.
Yes.
Okay? Yes.
God's love letter.
Which is fire. Woo.
And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, but in all your knowledge of him. He will direct.
Come on, man. That's really that's really simple. But I tell you what, one thing I've learned about faith as a faith walker, because first of all, you have to be really sold out. Really,
you have to
be really
sold out.
To do that. But then you have to deny yourself.
Yes.
You know, you have to shut yourself down, your mind, your heart. You have to shut it all down to hear what God is saying to you. Because we are emotional creatures, and we can be emotional, but you have to not allow your emotions to dictate your life, your behavior, because it's easy to get kind of caught up in the Word of God here in Proverbs 25. Trust in the Lord. That's it. No, it's no other antidote. It's all about trust. Yes. So I noticed in 3, 5, and 6, it says all. It's all thy heart, okay, and then in 6 it says in all thy way. So that's to the A-L-L, not some of your, you can't give them a little piece of that, you can't give them a little of your heart. Let's say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm gonna, how about Thursday, it's Friday, we're going to get lit, and I meant to call Byron about that, paraphrase on lit, but we really have to do that every day, all day, because it's say all, Yes. Not only just in, but in our hearts,
yes,
and in our minds. Yes. One thing I found about walking in faith, me personally, this is kind of like a testimony, is it has to be here and here.
Yes.
But our real hearts are here. You know, it don't have nothing to do with the beating heart.
That's right.
So they have to be lined up in order to execute the law. Because if you don't line up, then that thing that's in the middle is going to have you like a puppet.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. So what has been your experience, Laura? I know you saw that.
Yes. I mean, I just thank God for all the trials and tribulations. He learning to trust us. Like, God teaches us. And I believe sometimes God tests us. Trust in him. Tithing.
Uh-oh.
Trust in
you
him.
You did not tell them people to trust God
with
their money.
Trust in him. When,
what?
When, nobody vision. Trust in him.
Go ahead, Laura.
When your children are acting up, trust in him. When people talking about you and mocking you because you love Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
Trust in him in everything.
Everything.
Even I've experienced sickness over my body when I was paralyzed a while back. I still trust in him. Trust in him in all and everything. Even if you tell them, God, I don't understand, and it's painful, even when you trust him, when you lose your mom, you have to trust him and know that he is God and that he's going to direct your path no matter what. Because I'm understanding that now when I go through stuff, it is all later on in the future, be able to help somebody.
That's what
and
it's
pray
all
for
about.
Somebody, because you know what? I can relate to it now. You know? So it's just trusting him and everything.
That's it. That's really what it's all about. That's the bottom line, which goes back to the equation, is you have to take yourself out. You have to take yourself out of it because guess what, America? I'm just going to enlighten you guys. We're going to shine the light on you. It ain't about you. Okay? It's about walking this life out, and that's that place of forward action and trusting him. And one thing about it, the trusting place, it really is, but it is the best place to be.
Woo!
It really is, because guess what? When you get there, you be like, I don't care if they pick up a call. I don't care if they take a half, because I know that. You go back to the word. The Lord says that he'll give us houses we didn't build, and vineyards we didn't plant. And then you can go back to God and say, where is my house, God? That's what you said. And I want my stuff.
Yes.
But here's the thing about it. Yeah, that's great, because God does say that. But if you're not stewarding the small things, how are you in expectation over the many? Because he's not going to do that.
That's
he
right.
has that
That's
place
right.
of trust now. Trust!
Yes.
Just like we trust him, he got to trust too.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
So I just have to say, you know, for God I live and for God I die.
That's
because
right.
I have learned
yes.
in my 55, even though I proclaimed 22. I think it was 22, 23. Okay. But in my 55 years of living, you know,
yes.
you just walk it out and
yes.
you find out that all that other stuff don't matter.
Yes.
When you really, and like you were saying, Laura, everything that you go through, which
yes.
is maybe divorce or death or,
yes.
you know, losing your children or losing your whatever.
Yes. I've been evicted with 5 kids and my husband and running the way. And I still went to church, praised him, and next thing you know, 2 months later, he blessed me with a house.
That's
so
what?
In everything.
Come on now. Still in that house, huh? Wow. I'm telling you, but that's the kind of God that we serve. He knows. He sees the future.
So we've been through some stuff.
Yeah.
I just share this because I want you to know that we've been through some
that's
stuff.
It. That's
right?
It. That's
and there's
it.
Hope. There's hope
yeah.
in the Word.
It is. It is. It's the book of instructions. So if you feel like you lost today, I was listening to Greg Lau. We're going to go to commercial in the media, but I got to say this. I was listening to him, and he was making a declaration that people are lost. Everybody have a place of being in somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
And, you know, it don't matter how much money you got or how much, you know, because if you notice, most of all these people with all this money, they end up taking their lives. They just so empty.
That is so
they really do.
Yeah.
And they have all this, but they really don't have nothing, you know, because it is the profit of man to gain the whole world. And look, so, you know, that's why I say, Lord, if that stuff ain't for me, I don't want it. And really, I don't want it. you know, all this stuff. And, I mean, we are grateful for it. We appreciate it.
Yes.
We're stewarding. But then you got to know that that's what it's about.
Yes.
It's about stewarding,
yes,
so that he can trust you with the more, because it's all about kingdom anyway.
Yes.
It's kingdom life, kingdom walk, kingdom, kingdom,
yes,
kingdom. And you have to have a kingdom mindset. So I just challenge America today. If you don't have that mindset shift, because it's a
yes,
shift you have to go into,
yes,
you know, and that's the place you have to really be hungry for.
Yes.
And you have to continue to say, Lord, you know, just if you trust me with this,
yes,
I'll do it. I don't care how crazy I look and what people say about me, because I mean, I know I'm real crazy.
Because we are crazy.
Yeah.
The King of Kings,
yeah,
the Lord of Lords.
Because he just know that we're crazy enough to do it. Because we sold out.
Yeah,
so,
we sold out.
I'm telling you. Transition, sure, New Testament with America. I just sold my hat. Everybody's
what?
Like, what? Everybody's like, what? Are you serious? You better. You just got that house. I said, look, it was a setup.
Yeah.
See, I spent time with the Father, so when he said, let that stuff go. Because how you going to get rid of things if you don't let go of these things? Now, I'm not saying that my house is bleak. But
right.
I just know, because here's the big picture, America. I've only been on one for 2 years. Okay? And the Lord just, I mean, really, but we were stewarding. See, that's what we were in. We were in a place of stewarding. God says, I just want to see how well you're going to do right here.
Yes.
Because if you do good right here, that's the most like America. And when it was time, I said, are you sure God? I'll tell you, America. I waited about 5 months to make sure it was God. Because you got to do that. You got to make sure that it's really God. Because I don't want to end up homeless because I'm supernatural. Y'all know that. So, so I said, God, and I'm telling you, he opened every door, and I just went in it. And I said, hey. Like, if I perish, perish. Okay? That's what it is. Because you know where you're going, because if y'all read the book, we win!
Yeah!
We are winners!
It is finished!
Yes! So I just thank God for that. So I thank him, because if it had not been the Lord setting me up,
because
a lot of times God puts us in a position to set us up, and he wants to know what we're going to do while we're in that. So now all I know is I'm a winner. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, because I ain't
supposed to. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, because it takes care of itself. So I just thank God for that, because I'm sold out.
Yes.
And whatever he say, if he say get on top of the mansion and turn a cartwheel, I'm going to do that.
I'll be right behind
you. Yeah. I'm going to do a cartwheel, America, because we supposed to be peculiar.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yep.
You have to know who you are. And that's how God in this transition. Oh, that. But we went to the left, and that's that radical thing.
Yes.
It really is. Wake up and say, good morning, Father. What are my instructions today? What do you want me to do? And that day when I woke up and he said, sell your house, I said, okay. And who does
what?
That?
Are you serious?
Okay. But of course he's serious. But listen, when I got really serious in that thing, I began to decree and declare the house was selling 3 days. My house went on the market Friday and wrote a contract yesterday.
Yay!
Are we not playing, America? Woo! So,
and who's your relative?
That would be Susan Swerger of the McElroy team for Keller Williams.
Woo!
Yes! Yes! The McElroy team, those super fantastic bubble plants people. So if y'all trying to sell your house, call 1-800-MARLO. I will hook you up, America. Yes! But God is good. But that was a testimony. We're going to go to commercial. We'll be back on our blog listeners in just a minute. I don't know what's going down, but we're going to jam like it's 1999
nice
over here with Jesus. Good morning, Kinsey. Woo! I wish Kinsey was right here right now to sing us a song.
But we got back from American Idol.
I know. I'm so excited for her. That girl, I mean, the Lord, he's swinging doors wide open for her, too.
Yes.
And she walking in them. As yes. Running in them.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? So good morning, Byron Holson. We just got you going on today. And I believe, is this the Wretch Undone? This is the Wretch Undone CD. So if you guys don't have it, it's something about the name of Jesus. Woo! What is it about the name? It's something. And I'm telling you, it's everything. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
God be the glory. So we just love you guys, and we just thank you so much for watching us, hanging feel free to put the comments in the box. Do this show with us so that we can interact with you guys.
Yes. And share the video.
Yes. Yeah, Laura Kelly.
Share
so listen.
Share the video because so many people, families, are warriors
that's
from
it.
Here.
We don't have it all together. We just wake up every Tuesday morning and say, half the time, we don't even know what we're going to talk about. Because it ain't about what we're talking about. It's about what God says. Sometimes he comes and he gives us topics the day before, the week before. But most of the time, he just say, wake up and get to that show.
And get to that show.
Yeah, so half the time, we on our 20 and bowing, and then it comes. The impartation comes.
And that's where the 20
comes. Yeah, so, yes. So this is not a rehearsed show. It's definitely not pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Okay, because y'all know we live. So this is just a place of fire. And we want to be able to, direct impartation for the world. That's why our show is Mornings at the Mansion, and we address America.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole that we want to be able to just be a vessel.
Right.
And God deals with all of us differently. Caring about you, Laura, at the same time you're caring about me, Dali, Sally, Carmen, and
Anthony,
all of us,
everybody.
All at the same time. That's a great God
when
he can do that. And even to our listeners, people all over the world.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys know that we're so excited about this Bling of the Earth Conference!
Yes.
We're so excited about it. It is going to be January the 27th, last Saturday. January!
Yes.
So excited. I mean, we have a great lineup of speakers. Oh, my gosh. It's almost like we're going to have a concert, right, Byron Holton? Hello! A great worship team.
You don't want to miss it.
Yes, Matt
if
Daniels.
If you come to the Morning Mansion, I will bless you with the tickets.
Hello. I don't know what's wrong with y'all, America. Don't y'all want some tickets? I'm telling you, we have a great anointed creation, which is Ferry Robinson. She is our caterer. Hey, y'all don't think y'all hanging out with Big Mama at the conference the way it's food. I'm telling you, it's so good. It's so good because we had some of that food at our banquet for the apostle.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Delicious.
It was so delicious.
Yes.
What's so beautiful about her business, it's anointed creations because it is anointed, but they're training up little children.
Yes.
And business to serve.
Yes. Yes.
It's so awesome to see these little kids.
A new generation.
Yes. In business as they cater the food. And you can see the spirit of, they're not proud, but they are they're doing it in a spirit of excellence.
Yes.
And you can tell. They're so excited.
You see the smile on
their
face.
Yes. And then they're polite. And then they, is there anything else you need? Or is it, they're just little children.
Okay?
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to see. So we salute you, Ferry Robinson.
Yes.
We're so excited about this conference and the impartation that is to lead on the women of God today. And it's not just for women. Men can come as well because all of that, they will know what a Proverbs 31:1 is.
Yes.
Especially for those men that are already married, bring your wives. And then, not only that, for the men who know God is sending them a new wife.
Yes.
So, like the word says, who can find a wife? Who? God, I love the way God asks questions throughout the Bible.
Yes.
Oh, I just love that. So it's so amazing when you come in. And not only that, we have a lineup. Right now, I think we have about 14 to 16 vendors that are already lined up for this amazing impartation. Because here's the thing about vendors. You want to make sure that you're always with the right mind. Okay?
Yes.
Who, they don't have to know you in the flesh, but they know you in the spirit.
Yes.
They want to pillar you and support you. They don't even have to know you. Love on you, sow into you. Who don't want to be in an atmosphere like that?
Yes, right.
Of everybody connecting, pillaring each other.
That's right.
And sowing financially, sowing spiritually, sowing in love. So you guys have to know the season that you're in.
I came last year. Last year was the first year, and I was I came, and let me show you. Fire. Never been the same. And I just want to bring everybody that loves Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you don't, just come and visit and
fall in love.
And fall in love.
Yeah.
You know? park, but wow, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I'm excited about a new worship. But he's so, I mean, talking about anointed and aestheticness in his music. It's so amazing. He is a renowned worship leader in the kingdom. And God is doing great things to this mighty man. I'm so excited to connect him with this conference. And him and Byron Hall. It's a setup, Byron. It's a setup, man. Setup, Kizzy. Y'all don't play. Okay? So we're just so excited about it. But okay, we're going to get to the Word of God. Y'all know how we get sidetracked.
Yes.
So we're going to give y'all some good information.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it's about. So we're going to move on to Hebrews chapter 11. If I had a chiffon, I'd be blowing
Woo!
It right now. What you say? Okay. All right, Laura Kelly. Hebrews 11.
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
Yeah.
Woo!
Without faith, it is impossible.
Come on now.
He who comes for a
I can't be still. I'm about to run. Yes. What's so amazing about Hebrews 11 and 6? We're going to back up to 1, but we had to break the revelation down. I mean, I know everybody probably has hit this word like a speed bump, because that's what I see when the Lord shows me things. When the people have read this Bible, but a lot of times, I just see them going over that word like a speed bump and keep on moving. No, we're going to need y'all to back it up and slow down and hear what God is really saying. Because he said, without faith, without it, it is impossible. So we're going to reverse that a little bit and say, but I'm possible.
Yes.
I am possible. Yes. So without it, but you, I'm telling you, for those that come into God must believe.
Yes.
Because I think that's where, as men and women of God, in the depth of where God is calling us to, because we hear it and we know it, but are we really believing it? But see, the hearing, that's that Romans 10 and 17 we're going to get to in a minute. It's a major portion of this portion of believing. But it is impossible to please him. And then he is a rewarder. Now, I don't know about y'all, America, but I want my reward.
Yes!
And I ain't trying to wait till I get
all.
To heaven.
Spiritually, physically, naturally, I want it all.
Yes. Now, he didn't say you're going to get a reward. He said a rewarder. That's what he said. He didn't say when you come, you're going to get a reward. He didn't say that. He said he's a rewarder. That means fully over and over. For those that diligently, now let's break that down.
Yes.
That means continually.
Yes.
That don't
no
mean
matter
just
what.
Wake up on Monday and say, I'm going to seek the Lord today.
Or on Sunday.
Come on. Oh, that's it. That's what Byron be talking about.
Sunday
just ain't enough for me. I got to.
Yes.
Really, when you think about it, because by faith, and this is what I love, and you guys can go into Hebrews 11. It talks about all those people, because Noah was warned by faith. He was warned by the things of God. Then it talks about Abraham, by faith Abraham, and then it talks about Sarah, and then it talks about all these people who function in a spirit of faith. So you got to know it's a spirit that gets deep down in you, and then it begins to dictate to you. Faith is so awesome, because it'll have you like, y'all remember the Flying Nun? Okay? It'll have you, I'm not kidding, America, it will have you. Soaring like an eagle every day, all day,
because
you know that you am possible.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's so awesome. That's why they be like, "Do you wake up every day like this?" Yes, America. You don't see my wings. Come on, now. I'm so serious, boy. I'm telling you, and that's why y'all know my testimony last week, I was really emotional. But me and my husband, now I had to reinforce it today because my husband said, "I'm going to rally at Texas with you." We took my sister out. Come on. I'm telling you, life is all over her. You got to go somewhere. If you got to ride 45 minutes to an hour just to go slap the devil,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Do it.
Because I get
Do
in my
it.
Car on purpose every Monday go and have an encounter with
you. Yes.
You are getting, I don't even tell him. I do like you do me. I sneak up on. Yeah.
Run it.
You can slap today. And I put the park button on my car. And I don't even ring the doorbell because the door will be open for me. And I walk in and I shift the atmosphere and we slap the enemy. And he gets slapped every Monday. So that's what you got to do.
That's right.
So, and then, you know, my sister's like, sis, you don't have to come. Such a drug. I said, girl, I was over here at the castle the other day. What are you saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
I was having a Holy Ghost party. We're going to have another one today. Yes. Yes. I mean, I just thank God for that because, you know, for y'all that watch the video, because Jazz is videoing us, y'all got to know. When you go back into this word and read about what Jesus did, he was the initiator of the party. He was like, everybody, let's get together. Let's get the food going.
Yes.
Let's get the wine because he's going to make wine. Don't play. I'm serious.
Yes.
And he said, we're going to fellowship and we're going to party. And they were at the weddings and they were doing the shot.
Yes.
That's what they did. So that's what
right.
we do. So don't be over there talking. Yeah, I know them.
Oh,
she be over there. Yes, I do. Because that's, and listen, we're going to be like Susan. Susan danced 6 hours.
Not stop. Oh, my gosh.
And the DJ was like, I want what she got. Do you really? Because it's Jesus.
Yes.
Do you really want what she got?
Yes.
Because that's what she got. So,
yes.
And Laura was at the place praying for the police. Oh, who got that?
It was nothing but a party, y'all. See, actually, we went up there.
But God gives you strategies to shift atmosphere.
Yes.
So, Malika know what we talk about. Malika was like, hey, y'all are turned up. Yes, we are. We turn up every day. You know, Malika. But
we were the first ones to start it.
Come on, the last ones to finish. But let me tell you about that, though. It's called atmosphere change.
Yes.
You can go anywhere.
Yes.
So with that being said, you can go to the club, and we can shift it and then change the name.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's right.
Ain't that what Pastor Morgan did?
Yes.
They went into a club,
yes.
and they possessed it,
yes.
and now it's called Fishers of Men.
Fishers
Don't
men.
Play, America. I'm trying
yes.
to tell you.
Yes.
They closing the people that giving them shelter and the homeless, and they feeding the poor.
People
and
that
that's what they're doing.
With alcohol and drugs.
Come on.
And it used to be a club, but now it's a...
Now it's an outreach center.
God took over the enemy.
That's
right.
So, walk, walk, here we come. That's my mandate.
And some people were talking about the area being, be careful, it's wicked or whatever, but let me tell you.
Come on now, Lord.
We have authority and power. We have Jesus. There's no fear there.
That's none.
There should be no fear.
You have to
and
know
look
that.
What he's doing. Yes.
So we have to make that declaration. We back, like Sherry Brunson said,
I'm back.
Okay. So now we're going to roll on to Hebrews 11 and 1 because remember we were talking about without faith. So now God's going to tell us what faith is. Go ahead, Laura.
God's love letters, which says
fire,
is saved.
Woo!
Now, faith is the substance of faith. The evidence.
Come on now. That's what's so amazing. I encourage you to really hear what God is saying to you. But first of all, like we were talking about in Hebrews 11 and 6, I really believe that for many years, because I'm a one of those that have done this, we ride over this word like a speed bump. We really got to slow it down. Because the first thing that this word says now, we can stop and run around the building right now. And
now.
When we come back, we'll talk about things. But it says now, and that means right now. Most people say, well, you know what, someday, and then one day, the Lord is going to this, the Lord is going to this. Well, how about today, America? Today is the day. You always say it, that the Lord is made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So now, faith, right now. You can have it right now. You have to wait until someday, because today is that day.
Yes.
That the substance of things hoped for. So now get ready to put your blindfold on, America, because it's the substance of things hoped for. So, but it's the evidence of things not seen.
Seen.
You're not supposed to see it. How about that?
Right.
Everybody want to see what the pastor sees. Come on now, because you got to know, as pastors and bishops and apostles, these people are walking by faith. I mean, some people will pack up their stuff because God tell them to.
Yes.
Y'all know I just did that. Pack your house and sell it. What? Go to a foreign land. Come on now. And go over there with them people.
Yes.
Now, if you don't do that, that means you're being disobedient and you're acting like Jonah.
Yes.
You're going the other way. Don't do it.
You know what happened?
Don't do it. Don't go to Nineveh. No, he wants you to go to Nineveh. Don't go the other way. No, but really, and that's by faith that you do that. You pack up your stuff and you come and you are to be an imparter of people that you don't even know. Come on now. And that's so amazing.
Now, we're not waiting on nothing. It's our prayer. But you have to get in position.
That's why we're talking about faith, because it's forward action and trusting Him. You got to move forward. You got to keep moving every day, and sometimes all day. You know, you really do. And it's such a place of that. And then guess what, America? Know that it's not you. As you're transitioning and going through, it's a setup to somebody else.
Right.
You got to know that. Amen?
Yes. Because if you're not doing that, you're not helping.
We begin to walk in the place. I really learned, because, you know, I think that us as men and women of God and as worshipers, God does tell us to take not assembling ourselves. So that's what the church is about. We have to realize that we are the church. Not really about the building, but we make God for the building to come and meet and greet and worship Him. We were all created to worship. That's what we were created to do. So if you don't know what, because I heard people say, you know, I just don't know what I'm created to do. Well, let me tell you what you created to do. You created to worship. That's that. Uh-oh, y'all heard. I was created to make your praise glorious. Come on, kids. Work it out with us, girl. Yeah. I love it. But the word, that's why we were created. And then once you get lined up, God will begin to share those strategies and amazing things about you. And He can trust you with you. Now, y'all probably never heard it, but He really can trust you with you. That's so amazing. And then when you get to that place, He can connect you and trust you with someone else. And that's what I love about how God does it, because I probably was never ready for Laura Kim until last year, obviously, because I didn't meet her until last year. But it's like I've been knowing her forever. It's like we've been doing life forever, right, Anthony?
Right.
So I just, you know, really, we have to really get serious about being in a relationship, because I think people have shied away from that because of what other people have done. And then just because Janet Jackson did that with you, you want to say that you can't do life with them. Now, that's not the way it goes. It's, that's them, and that's not, that don't have nothing to do with them. You know, that next person. So that's just what I really wanted to make, because we really have to understand that. I don't ever see myself doing life without them. I don't.
Okay? Same way.
That's so amazing, though.
No.
But I just thank God for that. And then we were just telling her in the car as we were going to the castle that I was going to bubble wrap her. I said,
she did.
Laura, I think I need to bubble wrap you, girl, because you are precious cargo.
Yes.
And she was like, you are so silly, but I'm so for real. So I think Jazz was in the car with us, and she said, yeah, Mom, that'll be a great idea. So, yeah. We got a bubble wrap her, so when y'all see in the bubble wrap, don't trip. Don't trip, because that's what's going down. But what kind of time are we doing, Anthony? Because, you know, we can't see the time. Okay. So, listen, that's the thing about Hebrews 11:1, that now it's like right now. You really have to get serious about it. You know, because that's when God opens doors. And this season, not just open them. Wow. So that means not just you can go in, but you can bring your cargo. Okay? No, really. You can bring your cargo in just like the Queen of Sheba. And in this season, we have to come with some encourage you how to get to that next dimension in your faith. But that's what it's about. So Romans 10:17, Laura Kelly.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Love letters with this.
Fire! Yeah. Woo!
So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
That's how you get that. So, and that's almost like a, you know how you mix up a cake? Without the egg, it ain't going to do none of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right. That's
it's like when you cook, because I love to watch people cook, like Chef Malika and all that there and all of them. But when you cook, you can't miss the component of what makes the flavor, flavor. So that's the thing about taste. It comes by hearing. And you have to get that in your ear game. Get it in your heart. Get it in your ear. I'm telling you, that's what makes you have that F on chest.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so super fantastic.
Yeah.
Bubble clap. Okay?
Yes.
It really does, because when God is in you like that, you know you can bust the door open. That's why we can go to the castle and shift the atmosphere. Go to a town and take open clubs and change them to the outreaches. That's why. Because of, you know, and you become unstoppable, unmovable, always abound. And abound means to elevate up in the word of the Lord.
And when you let it feed it, let it chew on it and meditate on it, and then you let it come.
Come
forth.
On. Now. That's it.
Eat it.
That's
uh oh,
Laura. Uh oh, Laura.
Things take place.
They do.
Divine appointments. You know, God starts directing you, leading you, connecting you with prayers and bringing healings and restorations. I mean, whoo, it's
that's
just awesome. Awesome.
That's in any dimension, any business, and any
and
ministry. Yes. And, you know, God just wants to see what we're doing. What are you doing? You know, and a lot of times I'll be like, I want to go do something different. When I go over and do that stuff that I'm not supposed to be doing, it's a disaster. It really is. Not only for me, but everybody that's connected. You know, we have to understand it's not about us. That's just the main point in this topic of faith. As we walk it out, wake up every day with our assignment. That's what life is. We're all assigned to one another. We have to really bubble wrap each other for real. Because it's precious cargo. You know,
you just have to know.
Gloria a Dios. Now, what you say?
I said that I
said that. Gloria a Dios. That is so awesome. And we want to say that to everyone. That's right, kids. Stay in the will of God. Because it is His will that is a plan in our lives. That was kind of like my question to God, is the transition to the will and let it be done. You know, obviously it was. I'm telling you, that place of the Trinity for 3 days, but I decreed and declared. I really did. And in 3 days, that's a wrap. And in exactly 3 days, it was done. You know, I didn't know how he was going to do it, but I knew. And then I had other people believing with me.
Yes,
speaking, decreeing, and declaring. So the devil was in trouble already. Okay?
That's
so true. That's it. So I just encourage you, so whatever you're believing for, because remember in Hebrews 11:6, you really have to believe it. And you connect with people that really care about what you care about. And really are believing that for you. Because that's what moves God. And there's power, like Laura said, in numbers. So when you get connected to these amazing believers, to believe that they were really for you. At the end of the day, they weren't. And that's okay, too, because you still have to find what was good in that. Great for that.
And then learn from it.
Because, hello, it's like going around the mulberry bush. Y'all know how that stuff was growing up. The games we used to play with too much, because we didn't know no better. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know nothing about nursery rhymes. That was all witchcraft. We didn't know. But we know now. Our children ain't doing that. No, but by the grace of God and the praying grandparents, we were still covered by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Yes.
So I just want to say to America that I just want to finish covering today with Apostle Anthony Burns and Pastor Benny Burns, and I just thank God for leadership at the King's Haven Worship Center.
Yes.
So what an amazing place. So if you are looking for an amazing time to worship and fellowship, that is the place, 2851 Evans Avenue. What we're texting 76.
Yes, I cover Pastor
Good morning.
Woo! And I thank
God
for them. Look.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All the time. Because it's so important that we acknowledge our cover. Because I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. I'm probably guilty of that before. Uncovered. That's the depth of it. And why is all these flies coming in? The plague. Why is it all coming at me? Because you left your covering.
Yeah.
You do that. You have to. Because the enemy is going to come and try to tell you some stuff that you ain't supposed to know. That's the thing about it. You're not supposed to know, America. Then you would be the pastor if you knew. And you don't want that job. I'm trying to tell you. But when God calls you, you better answer because you still be the plague. So God bless mighty men and of God and our covering. Everybody out there that really, you know, was just in a place of, in your heart, you know, I want to go deeper. I want to go higher in this season.
Yes.
You know, I want everything God has for me. And that's how you get it, right, Nora? You get it because you do. You have to have that desire.
Yes.
It has to be burning desire. You know,
yes.
You really do. And, you know, we just going to pray for everyone. Know that God loves you.
Yes.
You know, you know how much you love your children? God's love is, wow, it's amazing. Far more than. That's that great thing. But we're going to do a commercial. When we come back, we're going to sell out with our announcement for a week. And God, so we'll be back, Top Lock listeners. And we're still right here with our Facebook family.
Yes.
So listen, I don't know what I got going on tonight, but I got Bible study. And most people have it on Wednesday.
Yes.
You guys do Bible study on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. They have a family night.
Oh, yeah, you have Familia
Tuesday,
Night.
Familia Night.
So where y'all going, Familia?
Well, last week we went to AP Festival.
Lord, speaking of them tacos, remember them small tacos?
At the castle.
They were so good. Great tacos, weren't they, guys? Oh, my God, them tacos were so good. So listen, for all of you people out there in Waco, Texas, listen to us. Keith Queen is sending out our shout. Can y'all go and just hang out at Brookview Community Church, International Covenant House of Prayer, with Apostle Larry Weaver II.
Yeah.
A mighty man of God. He was on last Thursday night and come in the room. Oh, y'all. If y'all ain't been in the room. Oh, my gosh. Y'all better go in the room with Kizzy Wynn.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Send her on Facebook. Just go to Come in the Room.
Yes.
That's an amazing place to go into.
That's right.
Oh, and I just thank you so much for having us on your show last week, both Laura and myself.
Yes.
And we just thank God, and I think that's the beginning of her opening her In the Room segment.
Yes.
So we just thank God for that. Good morning, Pastor Margaret of Fishers of Men. Woo! Yes, amazing, mighty woman of God. We are actually planning an amazing conference called the Impact Women's Conference in Kenya, Africa.
Yes.
Well on our way, and I just thank God for opening the international doors for us to be able to go and do what he's calling us to do in this season.
Because
he spoke that over our lives, and it is manifesting. So thank you so much, Pastor Margaret, for being harder and allowing, actually being the vehicle or the conduit or the trailblazer, making sure that happens.
And I
want
to say something to Janelle.
Good morning, Janelle.
Last week she was listening to our show, and you know how we were talking about that we're anointed for our birthday.
Yeah.
She goes, make sure you anoint your ears too.
Because she waits until 10 o'clock. sometimes she would catch it right at commercial, and I was like, what are you doing, Mom? You're not watching the show. Get online and watch the show. But anyway, yes, to God be the glory. So I'm telling you, we're like this all the time, and we just in love with just being waking up in the morning. To be, you know, because one morning when God say today is the day you're going to wake up with me, I cannot even imagine myself in the kingdom with God doing the Holy Ghost function. Yes, I'm so excited about that. Because that's when really, you know, so we have to know that. And you have to know that about yourself and who you are. That's our next dimension of life, period. But we just want to take the time to thank our studio audience. Woo! This morning for showing up and for pillaring us. And I'm just telling you, you guys rock. And we just thank God for you. And I wish I had $1 trillion. I wish I had $1 trillion. God, you hear that? God, you hear that? By faith.
By faith.
By faith. $1 trillion, because we got to advance the kingdom and the people of God. So there will be no lack in their lives. So that's what our mandate is. That's why we have to be great stewards over the things that God blessed us with. You know, and really teaching people how to really walk stewardship out. Because, you know, and become more frugal with what we have. So we want to welcome our blog listeners. What is our time punch, ma'am? 6 minutes and counting. Good morning, Gwen. How's it going, Matt? I'm so excited about this day because it's a beautiful day. The weather's kind of crispy, but it's so pretty. The sun is out. It's so amazing. So I would really like to go into parable.
Good morning. I want to pray. All glory to God. I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity in my life. I look at the mansion. Father, for right now, Father, I'm out there. I thank you that as we pray right now, Father, if there's anybody out there that are going to the mighty name of Jesus, not by power, by might, but by your spirit, yeah. I just want to thank you right now, Holy Spirit, that you got hold of their heart and that they will cry out to you. And there's times that people tell me, I don't know what to say, but if they just cry out and say the name of Jesus, power in your name. So, Jesus, I just pray right now, Father, for your healing. And those that don't know how to cry out, and those that don't know who they are, God, I pray that you bring revelation to them who they are, God, in you, God. Because your heart is that not one be left behind, God. So I'm just going to thank you right now. I'm not asking. I'm expecting, God, that you heal their hearts, their minds, and souls. And because you are the Father of hope, and you don't give up on nobody, God. So I just thank you right now, Father. I call it done, Father.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And I'm telling you, that's really what it's all about. It's about the kingdom call. You know, and we all have to really have the heart for that. You know, and I just thank God for you. I'm just, you know, I'm like you were. How you were explaining yourself before the conference, how you were already on fire. I'd be like, okay, so that, you know, in doing life with you, elevating my prayer, I pray, you know, and you know how you be in you, and you be like, no. Okay? It's just to that place you just got to go higher, my language increase, everything about me spiritually increase. And then just, I'll be in my car sometimes on the park and go, is there anything you need God to do for you today? I mean, really? So, with that being said, pray for somebody. Encourage somebody. Good morning, Byron Holton. How are you this morning? Yes. To God be the glory, mighty man of God. Yes, we're excited about the bling of the earth. So y'all know in this 3 minutes, not seconds. 3 minutes. Okay. What we want to say is for everybody that don't know, you listen to the music on the show. want to see this mighty man of God live. He will be at the Bling of the Earth conference. So we're going to hashtag have a little concert.
Yes.
It's going to be so amazing, really, to be in the house of the conference of January the 27th at the King Haven Worship Center. Not only that, but it's just going to be a great time.
Yes.
I have worship
yes.
this Friday.
Yes.
So if you don't have your tickets, feel free to go to the Bling of the Earth org and get your ticket. Vendor, I'm telling you, it's probably, what did you say, Anthony? Maybe four slots? Maybe. Four slots as a vendor. You can be a vendor for $50 or four table or vendor for six, so $50 and $100. And then you get tickets so you can invite your friends.
You can get the tickets. What a deal.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. You get the tickets, you get the meal, you get the gifts, you get the. But most of all, you get to be having an impartation of the mighty word of God.
Come expect me.
Yes, yes.
And I promise you, you will never be the same.
Yes. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
I'm speaking for a speaker, y'all. Come. Don't miss out.
Yeah. It's so exciting. So we're excited about it. Y'all tell, but y'all say, y'all excited about everything. But we are. Oh, man, I got it. Because this girl is on fire.
Woo!
Yeah.
This word is in my heart like a fire shot up in my bones.
Come on,
I am
now.
Weary of
holding it in. Indeed.
I cannot.
Yeah. That's Jeremiah 29. Yes. So to God be the glory.
We
Lord
cannot.
Kelly.
We cannot.
We not. How about that? So God is so good, and I am on the brink of losing my voice. Don't know, but y'all pray for me, because
yes.
I got much more prayer for today, much
yes.
more witness for
yes.
today. So I need all of my lyrics
yes.
to line up.
Yes,
okay?
Lord.
Hallelujah. So listen, we are going to line out, and we pray that you guys will tune in next Tuesday, because we don't know what God has in store, and guess what? We ain't supposed to know. Mornings at the Man Show here with my amazing co-host, Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God. Yes.
everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all out there.
So, to God be the glory, and we just thank y'all so much for listening, and for our blog listeners, and everyone out there in
yes.
Facebook land and radio. So, till next week, we will see you. We love you. We'll be praying for you. And to God be the glory.